USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill is heading to the Senate to halt normal U.S. trade relations with Russia. The bill easily passing the House and would boost tariffs on Russian goods coming into the United States. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowing to quickly pass the measure and send it to the president's desk. There's still work to do on COVID. That's at least according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Without additional funding from Congress to support getting shots into arms, USAID will have to cut short our crucial and effective efforts to turn vaccines into vaccinations.
She says there's an urgent need for more money for ongoing treatments, tests, vaccines, and research. More than $15 billion in additional COVID money was stripped from a sweeping government spending bill last week after bipartisan objections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A new poll is out regarding how some Americans feel about their neighbor. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
And the COVID-19 pandemic has had a negative effect on how Americans feel about each other. 43% of U.S. residents say they feel worse about their fellow Americans, according to the Yahoo News YouGov poll. 10% of respondents said they actually felt better about their fellow citizens. Democrats, 49-9%, were far more likely than Republicans to say they felt worse about their neighbors.
At least five people are dead following a 50-70 vehicle pileup on Missouri Interstate 57 south of Cape Girardeau. Emergency personnel reporting several more people were rushed to local hospitals. The Missouri State Highway Patrol saying emergency responders are actively processing the scene. The accident was caused by heavy fog early Thursday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Reaction continues to come in to President Biden calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Speaking on Fox News, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the president was stating the obvious.
War crimes are being committed. The targeting, the deliberate targeting of civilians for in war, you know, targeting. I'm going to hit a hospital. I'm going to hit a shelter where people are hiding from the bombs. I'm going to deliberately target that. That is a war crime. And the person ordering those strikes is a war criminal.
Russia's Kremlin responding to the comment saying it was unforgivable and the invasion of Ukraine is going according to plan. Civil liberties advocates are wondering why some protests are allowed in downtown Washington, D.C., and others are not.
The peaceful truckers' protest is still going on, and roads are being shut down in the D.C. area to keep the trucks off certain roads. Metro Police confirmed Wednesday they closed all the exits and off-ramps on I-395 as a precaution to get the trucks back out of the district in a timely manner. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're wondering where to celebrate Irish heritage, these cities won't disappoint. Tripping.com has named the seven best cities to get your green on. Number one on the list is Chicago, where the Chicago River is dyed green. Boston comes in at number two, with Philadelphia at number three. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.